Awesome God, how great thou art, you are God, mighty are the miracles we're standing on of your holy name. Lord, we bow to worship you. We have a crowd challenge, so please, I like there to be no empty seat at all. Choir, you can shift toward the front and let some people occupy the seats behind you. Choir, you can shift toward the front, take the front seat. If there's a front seat in front of you, just take it. Some people will occupy the back of those seats. Counselors, please do the same. Occupy the front of your seats, counselors, and let people take the back of the seats. All your holy name, Lord, is our to worship you. Awesome God, how good I was. You are God, mighty I am, miracle put your right hand and say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life today. You are welcome into this place today. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah chapter 10. I welcome everybody here this morning in the name of Jesus. And I believe that God has something in store for you, and you will not live here the same way you came. Isaiah chapter 10. I can see a stack of chairs at the back there that can be utilized also. And I'd like to please plead with the media and the sound to ensure that there is sound and television in all the overflows. Isaiah chapter 10, and we are looking at verse 27. Breathe upon your word, Lord. Breathe upon your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. That shall happen in the life of someone here today in the name of Jesus. If you are the one, you believe that, say louder, amen. In that day, the burden, and this is that day, the burden, it shall come to pass in that day, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Today is that day, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Do you believe that? Say louder, amen. I say today is that day, and the yoke shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Today is that day, and the yoke shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. There is a way the New International Version puts it, NIV, of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, it says, in that day, their burden will be lifted from your shoulders, their yoke from your neck. The yoke will be broken because you have grown so fat. That is, the shoe no longer sizes the leg. And the chain they put on the hand is no longer able to enter the hand because you have grown so fat. Can somebody say amen? Amen? Outgrowing your affliction, that is the subject this morning. Outgrowing your bondage. Outgrowing your yoke. Outgrowing your affliction. There are two basic ways in which the yoke on a person's life can be broken. Two ways. That is, somebody under a satanic affliction, somebody under the bondage of Satan, somebody tormented by a spirit, somebody that is held down by something beyond his power. There are two ways in which the yoke can be broken. Number one is by the application of force from an anointed vessel. By the application of force. By the application of fire. By the release of power from an anointed vessel. In other words, the man of God that God has anointed with his power stands over that life and say, you devil of barrenness, get out. You spirit of retrogression, get out. You tormenting spirit of tobacco addiction, alcohol addiction, I break your power. An anointed servant of the Lord stands over that person and make a decree. He makes a decree. And by the declaration of such a decree and the release of that force, the yoke can be destroyed. And there are many of you right now, even before the message is over, your yoke will be already gone. There are many of you seated here, while the preaching is going on, something is going to leave your life. There is a law in physics that says, everybody continues in a state of rest or of uniform motion, except compelled by some external forces to act otherwise. That is, every situation can continue until a higher force comes to terminate that situation. I am glad to announce to you that by the mercies of God, I am here with a higher force. A force higher than the power of barrenness. A force higher than the power of HIV. A force higher than the force of witches and wizards. And hear me, brothers and sisters, by the manifestation of this higher force, the lower forces over your life must bow today. They must bow today. If you believe, lift your right hand and shout, I believe it. Everybody outside in the canopy, lift your hand and shout, I believe it. That is the first way in which the yoke or the bondage can be broken. The second way in which the yoke can be destroyed is by outgrowing the yoke. By what? Outgrowing the yoke. Let that man open his eyes if he wants to be delivered today. Right? Hear me. Open your ears and hear. The Bible said he sent forth his word and his word did what? Healed them. If you are not ready for the word, you are not ready for healing. He sent forth his word and the word healed them and delivered them from their destructions. If you don't hear vernacular, your spirit will contact the spirit of God. If you don't hear English. The second way in which the yoke or the bondage can be destroyed is by outgrowing. Somebody say outgrow. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is the one we are talking about today. And it is the more permanent deliverance. It is the more permanent deliverance. Do you understand? This is the more permanent deliverance. Because if the man of God with a superior anointing comes and destroys the yoke over your life, and the conditions under which that yoke is destroyed does not remain maintained, the yoke can be reassembled. Am I communicating here today?
Or if somebody stands over your life and takes authority over the spirit of witchcraft, and the witchcraft leaves you alone. When you leave the environment and you go back to your village, or you under certain circumstances, you are face to face with the same kind of witchcraft, and you don't have enough strength in yourself to resist that witchcraft, it will reassemble.
Did you hear what I said?
That is why people go from crusade to crusade and go from meeting to meeting with the same problem. They say, in the last crusade I was healed, but he returned after 1 month, after 1 year. People keep on living from problem to problem because the man of God can assist you to deliver you. But if you don't have enough strength to maintain that deliverance and you leave the environment of that deliverance, there is no guarantee for the permanence of that deliverance. But if you by yourself outgrow the yoke, if you outgrow the affliction, if you come to a point where the affliction is smaller in size than your spiritual size, then even if you travel to India, you are delivered. Even if you are in the midst of 1 billion witches, you remain delivered. Anywhere you go, the deliverance remains because your size has changed. Look at your neighbor, say, I prefer the second one. Look at somebody, say, I want to outgrow the yoke. Can somebody say loud, amen? I'd like you to look at this. When a child is growing, he was 2 years old, there were some clothes the child could wear. Now the child is 5 years old. Can he wear those clothes? No matter how sympathetic he is with the clothes, he cannot wear, and nobody can impose the cloth on his body. Nobody can impose the shoes on his leg because his body size has grown beyond the cloth size. Am I speaking to somebody here? Some of us, even adults, you used to be very slim, very slender. All of a sudden, you grew bigger, you grew fatter, you developed more muscles if you're a bodybuilder, or you grew fatter. Time comes when your cloth is no longer your size. Am I communicating at all? I believe there are people here like that also. Your shoe is no longer your size. The ring, maybe wedding ring you are wearing, is now smaller than your finger, so you have to buy a bigger one. Why? You have grown bigger and fatter. So what used to size you does no longer size you. In the same way, your spirit is the real you. This flesh is your cloth. Am I speaking? Because we shall put off this flesh one day, and the dust shall return back to the dust, and the spirit shall return back to God who gave it. Alright, and so this is your this flesh is love. The real you is the spirit. And what am I saying to you today? You can come to a point where you grow your spirit to a point where your spirit will outgrow the afflictions of your flesh. I am talking to you. You can come to a point where you can fatten your spirit. You can fatten your spirit. You can increase your spirit. You can grow your spirit, man, to a point where you outgrow every physical or bodily affliction. Beloved brothers and sisters, the things that affect you, they are physical. I mean, they manifest physically. The demon does not possess your spirit, especially the spirit of a Christian. It could afflict your body and oppress your soul, your mind, but never your spirit. You see, so you can come to a point where your spirit will grow and fatten to a point where all the things hanging on your flesh and hanging in your natural physical life, all of them fall off from you because you are bigger in size than what the devil is trying to impose on you. Am I speaking to somebody here today? You are bigger in size. You are bigger in size than that cancer. You become bigger in size than that barrenness. You become bigger in size than that HIV. You become bigger than all the witches and the wizards in your village put together. You become bigger than them. So you are no longer oppressible. Am I speaking to somebody here? I believe before this service is over, somebody is moving to a higher spiritual size. Woo! You know, heavyweight champions, they fight in levels. They are lightweight champions, there are middleweight, and there are heavyweights. A man that is a heavyweight, if you bring him to face a lightweight champion, you want to kill the other man for nothing. He will give him one. Bam! He will send him from the ground through the window. When he lands, he might land on his head. I knew a man who was a fighter. He was always breaking people's ribs. He will break 2-3, break some jaws, break some nose. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When you become a heavyweight in the spirit, and then there is a lightweight witch. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You become a heavyweight in the spirit, and there is a lightweight affliction. The Bible says this light affliction is for a moment. There is a lightweight affliction trying to face you. And you say, do you know who I am? Ligiga apapa akakashasha. And before you can release two lines, the devil is fired back to hell. Because shoe is in sizes. Beloved brothers and sisters, for a long time, pastors have been helping you to set you free. But the will of God is not just for you to be set free. It's not just for somebody to assist you to be set free. It's for somebody to train you on how to be big enough for your affliction. And too big to be afflicted. Is God speaking to anybody here?
All right.
Hear this. It is impossible to have a strong spirit and exist with a weak life. It is impossible to have a strong spirit and a weak destiny. Most people's lives are a reflection of the strength of their spirit. It is impossible to be successful in the spirit and be a failure in the physical. It is impossible to be successful in the spirit and be a failure in the physical. It is impossible to have victory in the spirit and be defeated in the physical. It is impossible to flourish in the spirit and perish in the flesh. It is impossible to flourish in the spirit and perish in the flesh. Open your Bibles to Proverbs 18:14. Look at what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14. Somebody can read it for me. Proverbs 18:14. It is impossible to have victory in the spirit and have defeat in the flesh. Somebody read Proverbs 18:14 very quick. Yes. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. Pray there. The spirit of a man is what determines how he handles the infirmities of his life. Yes. A wounded spirit who can bear. Look at the Message Bible translation. Look at what it says. Message Bible. It says, a healthy spirit conquers adversity. A healthy spirit conquers adversity. Do you understand what I'm saying? A healthy spirit, a spirit that is well fed, well nourished, muscular spirit, a spirit well exercised, a spirit on fire, a spirit anointed, it conquers adversity. So if the adversity conquers the man, then the spirit is not healthy. A healthy spirit. In other words, hear me, brothers and sisters. If your life yesterday was a weak, defeated life, and all manner of witches were oppressing you, and between yesterday and tomorrow something has changed in your spirit, then the same witch came again trying to afflict you. It didn't know that your size has changed. It didn't know that your weight has changed. It didn't know that your muscles have increased. Then he wants to oppress you like before. And you tell him, I am no longer the same way you used to know me. I have increased in size, I have increased in weight. And you whip that devil until he's unable to get up. Because a healthy spirit conquers adversity. But he said, but what can you do when the spirit is crushed? What can you do with an epileptic spirit? What can you do with a cachectic moribund spirit? What can you do with an anemic asthenic spirit? Beloved brothers and sisters, we may all look alike physically, but we don't look alike spiritually. Ay, 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 ay. You may be bigger than me physically, but until you see into my spirit, you may not know the size of my spirit. Am I speaking to somebody here? And it is not the size of your body that matters. It is the size of your spirit that matters. Am I speaking to somebody here? There are some people that are slender like dengon in the flesh, but they are audacious like an artillery machine gun in the spirit realm. They are like an armored personnel carrier. There are some people that are like stick in the physical, and yet they are like a fighter aircraft in the realm of the spirit. It is the size of your spirit that determines the size of your destiny. There is fire here today. Can you feel the fire here today? There is fire here this morning. Are you hearing what I am saying here? And you can be very big in the physical and be very lean, quashotic, anemic, asthenic, cachexia, dried up, weak, lethargic in the physical. Very wimpy and slappable in the spiritual realm. And that is not your passion. This is my counsel to you. Focus on your spirit. Fatten your spirit. Focus on your spirit. Fatten your spirit. Grow your spirit. Focus on your spirit. Fatten your spirit. Grow your spirit, my brothers and my sisters, for the prosperity of the spirit determines the prosperity of your life. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. The prosperity of the spirit determines the prosperity of a life. It is the root that determines the fruit. The condition of the root determines the destiny of the fruit. The root is the spirit. Every other thing is your fruit. Is somebody here today? Let us be more concerned about the content than the container. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Let us be more concerned about the content than the container. The container is the flesh. The content is the spirit. I don't have problem with you spending 3 hours to do one hair in the hairdressing salon. I don't have any problem with you. There are some hairstyles that can take you 6 hours a day. Some people say they do some hair, you start today and finish tomorrow. I don't have any quarrel with you about that. And some people sit before the television watching a home movie for 3 hours, watching a movie for 6 hours. I don't have any challenge with you. Some people are on the internet browsing sometimes nonsense for 6 hours, and I will not judge you. But how many hours have you been able to spend in the development of your spirit? How many hours have you been able to spend with God in prayer? How many hours have you been able to spend in the study of the Bible? That is what means your destiny. Yes, sir. When people want to build their weight, they go to the gym. They spend hours there. What bodybuilders spend hours at the gym. The Olympic of 2012, they practice started when the last Olympic finished. They started building 8 hours every day running, 12 hours weightlifting. They are preparing for the next 4 years. And the question I want to ask somebody sitting here is, how many hours do you spend fattening your spirit? is not only for pastors. Because the witch is not only after a pastor. Some people think praying for 3 hours is for pastors. Studying the Bible for 1 hour is only for pastors. Who told you that? As long as you live in this flesh, you are going to need a strong spirit to defeat the wickednesses of this world. Because the devil is getting more wicked every day. Hallelujah. Fatten your spirit. Increase the weight of your spirit. And the time will come when you will outgrow the affliction. Spend money in the development of your spirit. The amount of money you spend in developing your flesh. If you spend half of it in your spirit, you will be amazed at where you will reach. One day I was asked to buy shoes, and the shoes, that was about 10 years ago or something. 10, 11 years ago, and the shoe was like 7,000 at that time. And I said, 7,000? You used to buy one shoe? Does the shoe have tires? So that you don't need to walk again. Just be rolling. That was at that time. It appeared so big. And my concern was, how much have I been spending in my offering to God? How much have I spent to buy spiritual materials to fatten my spirit? But not shortly after that, I was in a bookshop where there was a Christian book fair going on. And by the time I spent 50,000, I wasn't aware. Bought this new Bible, bought this book, bought this one, bought this tape, bought this. I was behaving like a madman. Oh, Smith Wigglesworth. Oh, John Gillick. Wow, Ketri Kuma. Hey, I was behaving there like a madman. Give me this one. Give me this one. Give me this one. John Wesley. Give me that one. Charles Spurgeon. Give me this one. Kenneth Hagin. Give me this one. E.W. Kenyon. Give me this one. E.M. Bounds. Give me this one. By the time I finished from there, my archives were loaded. Before I reached home, I was already salivating. I am about to devour some materials and to increase the fire of my spirit. Smith Wigglesworth is about to sharpen me. Iron sharpeneth iron. A.A. Allen is about to sharpen me. Iron sharpeneth iron. Catherine Kuhlman is about to sharpen me. Iron sharpeneth iron. John Wesley is about to sharpen me. Amy Semple. And I watch these things. I listen to them. I study them. And all of a sudden I pass over to a higher dimension of fire, power, unction. And the devils I used to cast out, and they say, I'm not going anywhere. They look at me before I open my mouth. They say, excuse me, sir. Is God speaking to somebody here today? Fatten your spirit. I don't care how much clothes you have in your wardrobe. I am concerned about the content of your spirit. When you open your mouth, what comes out? In the face of challenges, what comes out? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When you are faced with witches, what comes out of your mouth? When it is time to release fire, what comes out of your mouth? When you are put under pressure, what comes out? Because when you are put under pressure, it is what is inside you that comes out. If you dip sponge inside water, you press it, can oil come out? What will come out? Water that it carries. You dip sponge inside whatever, what it carries comes out. If the word has soaked you, the anointing has soaked you, then the devil come to put you under pressure. Then the anointing will come out and answer the devil. Then the word of God will come out and answer the devil. Somebody shout, yes! Those of you in the overflow, shout it loud, amen. Shout it louder. Shout it loudest. How many of you are already on fire? How many of you believe that the devil has had enough in your life? And you are saying, no more for the devil. I am going to build up myself. I am going to increase my weight. And I am going to show the devil. Hear me, hear this prophecy. Some of you, in the next 1 month, by the time you apply this word, those devils that used to come and you are running, when they see you, before you pursue, they will see fire from your eyes. Then they will turn and you will be pursuing them. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. If you believe that, say loud amen.
Progress in the spirit will automatically provoke progress in the physical. When I progress in my spirit, everything about me will progress. No devil can even stop that progress. Hear this. Increase in the spirit will automatically command increase in the physical. I don't struggle for money. I don't steal. And yet I can't be poor. Increase in the spirit will translate to increase in life. Your spiritual growth will cause you to outgrow your physical circumstances. You just outgrow it. It's like when the snail goes forward, the shells follow. Can the snail go forward and the shell remain behind? Not possible. What is happening inside you is more important than what is happening around you. Don't let the devil use the circumstances of your life to distract you. Just ensure that something is going on inside you. Can somebody say amen? Something is going on inside you. Let your spirit man, your spirit, the real you, let growth be going on inside your spirit. And I know that there is a question in the heart of somebody. How do I grow my spirit? How do I increase my spirit? I know how to grow in my flesh. I know how to grow my muscles. How do I grow my spirit? It is not different. If you want your body to be big physically, you will eat very well, and you will also exercise, especially those who want to build muscles. You translate that into the spirit. You want to grow in the spirit, eat spirit food. So, how do you grow your spirit? Number one, you increase the weight of your spirit by taking in the word of God. The revelation of the word of God is the food for the spirit. By taking in the word of God, Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. Bread is the food for the flesh, and the word of God is the food of the spirit. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You increase the weight of your spirit by the revelations of the word of God. Brothers and sisters, trust God to give you one fresh revelation out of the word of God daily. Something fresh. Something you never knew before. By studying this Bible, by reading anointed word-based materials, by listening to messages such as the one you are listening to now, by connecting yourself to the word of God on a daily basis, and you trust the Lord that every single day you will learn something from the word of God that you never knew before. If you can do that, and you are learning that, it is fattening up your spirit. Your spirit size begins to increase. Some of us will learn 2 things, 3 things, 4 things every day. But you cannot be eating physical food and be forgetting to eat spiritual food. That is the way of failure. Trust God. I don't know the number of Bibles I have. I don't know. I have more books and Bibles and things than any physical material thing in this world. Jammed everywhere. Beloved brothers and sisters, that is key number one. Key. Any area of your life where you want to know more about God, be it faith, be it prosperity, be it holiness, purity, integrity, whatever, look for materials, look for scriptures, look for materials in that area and fatten your spirit. Can somebody say amen? One woman sat on the wheelchair. And she was reading a book.
What was she doing? Reading a Christian book. Book by Don Basham. Was reading that Christian book. By reading that Christian book, what was she doing to her spirit? Increasing the weight of her spirit. Okay? And now she sat on that wheelchair. Reading. All of a sudden, she saw something in the book that lighted up her spirit. She screamed, "Wow! What? You mean this is true? What?" All of a sudden, then she realized she's standing and walking. And she saw her wheelchair at the back there. When she jumped from that wheelchair, she didn't know. Light. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. He sent forth his word and healed them. And delivered them from their destruction. What? You mean this is it? She was sitting on the wheelchair like this before. Wow! Serious. What is this? Then she turned and saw her wheelchair behind. It was not prayer. Maybe she had gone to donkey prayer meetings. But she saw something that made her spirit larger than the wheelchair. I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, there is something that is about to make you larger than your problem. I am telling you, within the next 30 days, if you apply this word, something is about to happen to you. Somebody shout, yes! We printed a testimony bulletin some time ago. And one man took the testimony bulletin to read. He was not seen with the eyes. I think that one was almost gone and the other one was gone totally. He knew that he could not read. He knew he couldn't see anything. But they gave it to him. He brought it to his eyes and the eyes opened. The moment he brought it close to his eyes, what is this? Bam! It opened. Right at the entrance of this church. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I was preaching one day. And I said, God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue, have dominion. I said, be fruitful is a commandment, not a suggestion. Be fruitful is like thou shalt not commit adultery. Be fruitful and you must be fruitful. I said the same commandment, rats are obeying it without prayer, without gynecologist, without obstetrician, without antenatal clinic. Nobody attended to the giraffe before he gave birth. I said, why must human beings not obey it? A woman sat in the church and that word flamed her spirit. It was like fertilizer. It fattened her on the spot. She looked, she said, she came to church for pastor to pray for her for fruit of the womb. When she heard that, she said, even in my house, there are rats I have been trying to kill. I couldn't finish them because they are multiplying every day. I see baby rats multiplying every day. And here am I waiting for pastor to pray for me before I be pregnant. When a rat, nobody prayed for the rat. I am not seeing pastor again. She vexed, and went home. 4 years she had no child. Bam! By that revelation, bam! She became bigger than barrenness. What happened? Boom. 9 months later, she gave birth to her child. No need for prayer. Why? The food of the spirit jumped into her spirit, increased her spiritual weight and size instantaneously. And all of a sudden, what was holding her down, she became bigger than it. Beloved, this is my own life and I invite you to it. There are times coming out of the closet, even to come and preach, appears like a distraction. There are times in my life I want to remain there with God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? like a distraction.
First thing you do is by eating the food of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Number two, by praying in the language of the Spirit. You increase the weight of your spirit. Now, I want to say, praying in the Spirit, or what is called speaking in tongues, is what is like spiritual jogging and weightlifting. It increases the weight of your spirit. Any Bible passage for it?
Yes.
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 2 to 4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. The word edify is the Greek word oikodomio. And the word oikodomio means enlargeth himself. He constructed himself. It's a person praying in the spirit is doing a spiritual construction. He is enlarging himself, edifieth himself, maketh himself bigger.
Jude, verse 20, 21.
Build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up yourself. When I kneel down like this and I said, oh Lord, you see, I don't know what to do again. But everything is in your hands. Oh Lord, even I go out now, people are laughing at me. But everything is in your hands. So, I want you to just help me. All I can say, in Jesus' name, amen. Not so. Not so. Not so. There is a language of the Spirit. It is called praying in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. When I do like this, zeketoko bagalatata, there is no devil in the real one that will claim ignorance of what I have said now. And imagine that I continue like that for 3 hours. I am jogging. I am increasing the weight of my spirit. That is why everybody here, now, speaking in tongues is not the doctrine of a church. Praying in the Holy Ghost is not the doctrine of the church. And it does not pass away with the apostles. It is still here till tomorrow. One lady, was it a tumor in the hand or on the face, on the tummy, I can't remember, but it was a tumor somewhere. She got tired of that tumor and placed the hand where the tumor is. Ragaba shatakapa brugadadabas zeketeka papruta kakatatas. She did that until it melted. Fire. Allah, Allah, Allah. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You build your spirit. Everybody here today that is born again, child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, your minimum every day is 1 hour. How many hours? Minimum. Minimum. I won't lie to you. He told me to teach you the kind of things that brought us up and made us rugged. Many pastors are pamperizing people today. We think that you don't need to do what we are doing. And that is why people remain as liabilities. I hear what I'm saying. If you are a pastor here today, don't pamperize anybody to hell. You don't rear children, raise sons. Children are always crying, but sons are manifesting. The Bible says the earnest expectation of the creation waited for the manifestation, not of children. It is the manifestation of sons. Sonship equals maturity. Basement overflow. Those in the basement say aloud, amen. Those in the basement say aloud, amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? My God, something is about to happen here.
Hey! Something is about to happen here. The devil is about to run back to hell. I am telling you, the altars in your village, they are about to catch fire. The altars in your family, they are about to catch fire. The witches and the wizards, they are about to catch fire. Somebody shout yes. Somebody in the overflow shout yes.
Oh Lord,
He said to me, if I continue to study the word of God and I continue to pray in the spirit and the affliction still remains, what should I do? Continue. It means your size is not big yet. You know that this thing is in levels. You know, there is a level that says, shimmy, 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 shimmy. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. Especially when people get filled with the Holy Ghost as in new. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. There's another level that says, suya, suya, mama, suya. I see the ones who eat suya, you know. Suya, mama, yogurt, yogurt, yogurt. That is another level. Hey! That is another level. There is another level that says sakaparaka paratakapa kataparataka sakapapa paratakapa kataka. It's still another level. There is another level that says lego paradaga jaga elefeto kopara. It's another level. There is another level. Ikiki akakapa efetu sipapa ilakakapa parada. It's still another level. It is level to level, level to level. You begin to increase your weight higher and higher and higher, and you come to the point where the devil sees you coming. It takes another road. Am I speaking to anybody here? Shout yes! One lady who had been having a challenge came to me and I asked her, take a fasting for 2-3 days and pray in tongue minimum of 1 hour every single day. You can do 2 or 3 hours. She has never done that before. She said, the first day she started, all of a sudden, she began to vomit. The demonic things that the devil put inside her, as her spirit began to exercise and began to enlarge, those things could no longer remain inside. Something is coming out of you today. You are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are saying amen, shout it loud, most amen. How do you increase the weight of your spirit, number one? By eating the word of the Lord. The revelation of the word of the Lord is the food of the spirit. Number two, praying in the spirit. There are those who will give their lives to Christ today, who will get filled with the Holy Ghost today. There are those who have been Christians so long and they have never been filled with the Holy Ghost. Today is your day. You will get filled with the Holy Ghost. And there are people here today, you have been at a level of suya, 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 simi, 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 simi. And now you are about to catch fire so that you can move from the realm of ding dong kind of tongue to machine gun. Ratatatata. You can just move from. You don't know there is a difference between the hunter's gun and the machine gun. The machine gun, you put the bullet on your shoulder, on your neck, on your waist. But when you shoot, it rotates 100 and something. But for ding gun, when you shoot it once, you need to put again. But this one, for 100 rounds, you are still going. You shoot it, it shake you. You shoot the gun, it shake you. Somebody shout yes! Any level you are today, something is going to happen. Number three, what is the top thing you do to increase the size of your spirit? Number three, increase the anointing on your life. It will increase the size of your spirit. It will increase, it will make the yoke, it will make the yoke too, it will make the yoke too small to carry you. Increasing the anointing in your life. And what is the anointing? The manifest presence of God. When you do things that causes God to manifest himself in your life, then the yoke cannot remain. The anointing is nothing but the manifested presence of God in the life of a person. In Acts chapter 10, verse 10, the manifested presence of God is what increases the anointing in the life of a person. The Bible says how God anointed, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? God was with him. God with a person. That equals the anointing. Okay? And we have the manifestation of God in our lives to different levels. True or false? Different levels. Different levels. There are those that God's presence in their life is copious like water, like this. Just dense, very thick. It's that manifested presence. When that increases in your life, then the yoke cannot hold you. What are the things you do to increase the presence, the anointing? Let me give you that and then I'm through this morning. What do you do to increase the anointing in your life? To increase the presence of God in your life? Number one, in life of holiness. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, without holiness, no eye can see the Lord. See, you cannot be a liar, cannot be a smoker, a drunkard, fornicator. Not all this kind of lifestyle and expect God to move in your life. The anointing of God can never be strong in the life of a person who is impure, who is ungodly, who is unholy. So you want God to increase in your life, then you must clean up your life. Clean up your life. Number two is a prayer life. A prayer life. God is present with those who talk with him all the time. You see, when you talk with God all the time, his presence is with you. And the presence of God with a person is what we call the anointing. When you talk with God all the time, he is present with you. And his presence with you is what is called the anointing. Number three thing that will increase the anointing in your life is witnessing or evangelism. Talking to other people about God, leading people to Christ, ensuring, assisting people to know the Lord, bringing them to church, witnessing, evangelism. Mark chapter 16 verse 20. He said they went everywhere and the Lord went with them, walking with them. God went with them, walking with them. Those who went to preach, God went with them. Mark 16, 20. God went with them. He went with them. I am here and I'm not alone. I'm too aware of it. As I'm standing preaching, I'm not alone. I went to our church in Maraba the other day. Yes, you were there. And the presence of the Lord there was so heavy. A woman couldn't see for 16 years, led by hand to the service. God healed her. A man broke his leg. All manner of deafness, all manner of things happened. And the anointing was so heavy. Why? I didn't go to entertain people. And I had a passion to lead people to Christ. And we had a flood of salvations. They went and the Lord went to them. If you are too focused on yourself, God has no business with you. But if you are interested in the salvation of other people, you refuse to come to church with an empty car. You have a passion. Somebody should hear the things I am hearing. Somebody should know the things I am knowing. You forget about your problem meanwhile. And the devil wants you to focus on your problem, so he renders you useless in the hands of God. So no. As for fruit of the womb, I will get fruit of the womb. As for husband, I will be married. As for healing, I will get my healing. But let me do the work of God. I must go with somebody to church today. I must lead somebody to Christ. I must pray for my unbeliever friend that is a smoker, a drunkard. And you face God like that, then the time comes when God will face out your problems. Can somebody say amen? Amen. The fourth thing that increases the presence of God in your life is worship. Somebody say worship. Oh, that's the fourth thing. Worship. Psalm 89 verse 15. But thou art holy, O thou.
that inhabited the praises of Israel. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Beloved,
this is my story.
You want to outgrow your affliction? Two ways. Somebody can pray for you, or you can be bigger than that affliction. And that being bigger is a more permanent deliverance. How do you do that? Understand that you must increase the weight of your spirit. You increase it by eating the food of the Spirit, the Word of God. You do that by praying in the Holy Ghost. And you do that by increasing the anointing in your life. How do you increase the anointing in your life? Living a life of holiness, a prayer life, a life of witness and evangelism, and a life of worship. Put this in practice. Under 1 month, you will shock yourself. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody stand up on your feet. Wherever you are, everywhere you are, outside in the canopies, in the galleries, in the basement, the Bible school hall, the teenage hall, and outside, there's another canopy on the outside there. Lift your right hand, people, your two hands, and let us appreciate God. Let us worship Him. Let us worship Him. Let us honor Him. Thank Him for this word you have received today.